On Active Voice Radio this week, we're speaking with Steve Bloom about his new book, Pot Culture, The A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life. In our Active Voice Radio interview series this week, we're speaking with author Steve Bloom on his book, Pot Culture, The A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life. So find out more about America's favorite not-so-underground culture with author Steve Bloom, coming up right now. We're with Steve Bloom here on Active Voice Radio live in Philadelphia tonight discussing pot culture. It's the A to Z guide to stoner language and life. And Steve, there are a lot of stoners out there and a lot of stoners who get arrested too. You mentioned in the book Normal, you mentioned Keith Strutt by name and these sort of normal pot heroes out there. How does that figure into stoner life in America? Are these, you know, figures that are in this book like Keith Strutt at Normal, are they people who do have common knowledge out there in society?
I don't know about common knowledge, but they're important people. I mean, I made sure we had those people in the book. You know, it's funny because Shirley is less familiar, though she did work at High Times, and she was an editor and managing editor. And you get to see all the names that flow through the magazine, whether you know much about it or not. But it was funny. I had to kind of like remind her of people like Lester Grinspoon and the importance of him. And there was a point where I kept on wanting to add, you know, we had our first like list of A to Z terms and people that we were going to do, you know, entries on in the book, and the list kept expanding, you know, because we kept thinking of more things. So I kept on, I'd get to where we'd have some sort of phone meeting, and I'd say, well, I'd run down like about 25 more names or something, and we'd check off, you know, yes, no, because it's like she felt that we just couldn't do everything. And so sometimes I have to fight for the activists, you know, it's like, you know, okay. You know, it's like, you know, because we're doing it as a team, and we want to, you know, we're not always agree on things, but we'll do it this way, you know, we kind of like just, you know, come, you know, decide that's okay. But so I don't know. I just tried to get that was in the book. It was important to me to let people know those names of people, even if it's just mentioning Al St. Pierre is the head of Normal. He doesn't get his own entry. You know, I felt like, okay, Keith deserves his own entry, Strout, because he's, you know, the founder of Normal. He's one of the key figures in the marijuana legalization movement, obviously, if not the key figure, you know, of all time. And Jack Herer, Dennis Perrone, Elvie Musica, people like that. You know, it was, some of them were just friends of mine, too. I think they should be represented. Elvie, I just think she's a very important woman out there. Wanted to get more women in the book, so that was another reason, maybe, for Elvie. I don't know. You know, we just picked as many people as we could find and just get in the book. And we really didn't slight too many people as far as, like, okay, you couldn't make the cut or something. We had a definite reason why we included people. And if they didn't get included as their own entry, they got mentioned somewhere. I really tried to give people mentions throughout the whole book.
You have these instructional guides throughout the book as well. And, you know, I have to ask, is it a guide, you know, to sort of a cultural etiquette kind of thing as well? Like, this is the way you make something the proper way, sort of the Martha Stewart approach maybe to stoner culture in some ways.
A little bit, I suppose, because there are pages on rolling a joint, rolling a blunt, making a pipe out of a carrot, out of an apple, out of a pipe, out of a can, I'm sorry, out of making a gravity bong. You know, it just, that was just the fun part of the book. It's just more like, I don't really recommend people do kind of any of the above, because I don't do it, but Shirley really wanted a lot of that stuff in the book. She just thought it was fun, and she's kind of right. You know, now the Steve-O, for instance, we had him, you know, show people how to make a pipe out of a can, and, you know, it was just very clever in the way he did it. I was there when we shot the photos and did the little interview with him. And it's just a fun little piece, you know, ultimately. And I think the more of a guide to, not so much serious guide to learning things like how to grow marijuana, although there's a little section in there too, but you're not going to learn that much. It's very basic primer stuff. But we felt it should be there. But I think a little more detail is given to the guide to movies and music and TV. We devote a lot of pages to that in the back. breaking down movies into categories, doing, you know, lists of favorites, dialogues and movies, stoner icons, roles, famous roles that people have had in movies that are sort of marijuana stoner oriented, famous TV shows, breaking down movies into categories including sci-fi and fantasy, documentaries, musicals. There's a lot there. It's pretty deep in the back of the book. So that, I think, is a little more incisive. I think you'll really can go there and say, hey, this is pretty much a good, you know, starting point. You know, if you want to, like, pick the top 10 hip-hop songs about marijuana, that we got a nice list there. And then you can add on your 10 and say, okay, hey, they missed. But I put it next to anybody's list as far as, like, these are the top 10, and then there's the rest. You know, I think, you know, as for, it was done for a reason, in that, you know, chart success, you know, kind of peak years being in the 90s, and, you know, more songs coming out then than now, and, you know, so the 90s dominated that list. But I think that stuff is really important in the book. I'm really more proud of that than I am, you know, Cisco Adler telling people how to make a gravity bomb.
No
diss on Cisco, thanks, man.
Well, you know, and I have to ask too: is pop culture something that is something for people who aren't involved in pop culture? Is this something that, you know, writers and journalists can use as a sort of reference guide to this section of America?
Well, I mean, it has had its run as, like, the number one dictionary thesaurus at Amazon. We're very proud of that. I think it's fallen off that, but it's early on in the, you know, the book's been out since April. So I think it's probably being used as a source for people who, you know, are not, you know, marijuana aficionados, or, you know, and they might just want to pick it up. I think a lot of people kind of get a kick out of it. I hear a lot of people say, I'm going to get that for somebody. So everybody knows a stoner. And so I think a lot of non-stoners buy it for their stoner friends or relatives. I think that's happened a lot. But it's a book, you know, by and about and for stoners, honestly. We're really trying to tap that market, that there's a big market out there. I learned that at High Times. And, you know, there's, you know, room for everybody. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's... How many stoners out there? You want to consider everybody who's sort of counted as a pot smoker, the 5 million daily, the 25 million, you know, yearly, you know, or they monthly or whatever, but they, you know, it's a pretty big universe. So we just want to kind of go after that universe. You know, we're really not that, like, not interested in the non-stoner. You know, we want people, anybody, of course, to read and buy the book and quote it and put it on your shelf. You know, it is a source book. You know, there's no question. You know, if you collect dictionaries, you should have a copy.
So, one to the dictionary collectors out there. You know, I also think, though, you know, when you talk about the aficionados that are out there, and you talk about this large audience, this is a segment of the American population that you've been able to take a look at and talk to for quite some time. This is probably the biggest, worst kept secret in America. You know, how is it that it is so unaddressed? I mean, we have these little bits. I mean, we talk about the little bits that are in movies and the lyrics and songs and things like that. But there, in pop culture, you have this comprehensive approach to the subject. But we don't really see that in mass media. We don't see the same approach in film. We don't see the same approach in news journalism towards the subject.
It's out there, you know, but it's done in its own tweaky way, you know, tweaking the culture, making fun of it often is the media's approach to marijuana. And, you know, that, you know, I suppose that'll change at some point. But what was the question?
Indeed. Indeed. Well, you know, also too, man, you know, on a final note here this evening, on this very rainy night here in Philadelphia after Tommy's performance here at the Tower, you know, in pop culture, in who you're trying to talk to out there, when you gathered up all of these entries and put this massive reference book together, you know, what do you hope people take away from that? I mean, when you have an aficionado pick up this book and read through it and look at the pictures which are laid out and look at this content, you know, what do you want them? Do you want them to just be smiling? Do you want them to have revelations? What do you want people to come away with this?
Knowledge. You know, they're a little smarter about marijuana. You know, and then, yeah, have some fun with the book. I think it's a really fun way to read, skip around.
Do you think that a lot of marijuana smokers don't appreciate marijuana enough? They don't know enough about it?
No, they do, but they want to support it, I think. And, you know, I mean, I think that's... Our goal was just to put a lot of stuff in one place. It's out there. The information is there. But, you know, it's like, you do some research and, you know, make some sense of it all. It's definitely a good addition to people's library if they are interested in books about marijuana, to say the least. You know, there's plenty of books about pot, but again, there isn't quite a book like this. So, you know, that was really our goal, to make a book that was never done. That was really the main thing. And so, you know, and then it would be significant. And, you know, anybody who's into marijuana would sort of feel like it's essential that they own it. You know, they have to have it. because I like that idea of doing something hadn't been done. And that's why I'm excited about the movie guide, too. Because it hasn't been done. You know, there's no book like that, and hopefully nobody else gets out there before us. There was a book called Baked Potatoes in the mid-90s. Kind of a fun book about movies up to then. So a lot's happened since then. It was not really a thick guide. And ours will be more like this book, where it's a lot of reviews, which will be the equivalent of the A to Z section, and then a lot of little sidebars and stuff. We're going to have a lot of celebrity contributions. They're going to be doing their favorite movies to watch Stoned, or their favorite stoner movies, little short bites from a lot of celebs, which will be a lot of fun. And there'll be a lot of good lists. You know, it's going to be a fun project, because basically over the whole winter, I'm going to be watching movies like crazy. Shirley got me a free Netflix subscription from somebody she knows. I've never used Netflix before. Are you a Netflix guy? I'm going to be just watching. I've been doing it anyway, but I'm going to really sit down and start cataloging. We're going to have a key and for each movie, there's going to be whatever is in it. Is it a marijuana, you know, coke, heroin, meth, alcohol, even tobacco, you know, and there'll be symbols, bottles, you know, syringe, you know, line of coke, pot leaf, and that'll tell you what was in the movie. Kind of like each movie's going to, like, the, you know, it'll have that as part of the review. So it'll be like a review guide, but then fun little sidebars, you know, top five stoner chicks, or greatest dealers of all time, you know, things like that, you know, just fun things, or little breakouts on, you know, Willie Nelson's, you know, kind of like cameo roles, or odd stuff. We're going to have a lot of fun. And meanwhile, I keep busy with Celeb Stoner.
Steve Bloom is the co-author of Pot Culture, the A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life in America. You can also find him online at celebstoner.com or here in Philadelphia. Steve, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Nice being here. Nice hanging with you again, Chris.
Author and observer of marijuana culture extraordinaire Steve Bloom on his book Pot Culture, the A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life. Links to it up on our website at activevoiceradio.com. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks again for tuning in here to our Active Voice Radio interview series.